You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The country's largest outdoor art event, New Zealand Sculpture on Shore, opened on the 4th of November, offering visitors a record number of more than 130 spectacular works. It's being held at the stunning clifftop park of Opiritu Fort Takapuna in Devonport, Auckland. Returning after a five-year hiatus, the biannual exhibition is Women's Refuge NZ's biggest fundraising event. To hear about the exhibition, I caught up with chairperson Sally Dewar. Here we are now.
Hey, so tell me about New Zealand Sculpture on Shore. When did it start? What is it for anyone that doesn't know?
Okay, so 26 or 27 years ago, a group of women on the North Shore were fundraising for Women's Refuge back then, even in those days. And they decided that a little sculpture selling event would be a good way to earn some money. So on the shores of Lake Pupuki, one of the women had a home and she set up her garden with a few sculptures. That was in 1996. And in 2006, it had been so successful every year, they moved it to Opiritu Fort Takapuna here on the North Shore. And now we take over the whole of that clifftop space. That's been our home since 2006. And we take over the whole clifftop space and we're still fundraising for Women's Refuge. And to date, we've earned $2.3 million for that cause through this event.
Wow, that's huge. Hey, so you have been on a hiatus for the past 5 years with the pandemic and a series of other things. What does it feel like to return to put the exhibition on after 5 years?
Well, I tell you, it's absolutely amazing because, you know, you sort of think after 5 years that, you know, all of the volunteers will have found other volunteer jobs. Our sponsors might have found other events to sponsor. You know, there's always that fear that 5 years you won't be able to pull it back round. But 5 years on, the feeling up there when we arrived was just literally like, yes, we're meant to be here. And everybody was just so happy and embracing. And we had 100 artists turning up with their massive artworks on trailer and people greeting one another. Oh, it's so lovely to see it. You know, like there was just a really good feel factor up there. And I think it's because it's such a community event. The art, the community and the cause are the three things that bind this event. And 5 years, it hasn't stopped us.
You mentioned there that, you know, that these works are very large scale. They are outdoor sculptures. Why do you think people are drawn to outdoor sculpture and seeing works on such a massive scale?
I think, to be honest, it's because it's so easy and relaxed and not intimidating to be in an outdoor park to view sculpture. You know, a lot of people don't feel comfortable going into galleries and, you know, there's always that fear of, you know, oh, will I not know what to say or do or behave? But when you're in the open air engaging with these sculptures, people can just be themselves. They can interact with these sculptures, engage with them, experience them in a very non-threatening and relaxed way. And I think that the sheer size and magnitude of some of these sculptures, you know, it's just jaw-dropping. And people just want to take time, you know, they don't want to be rushed. They just want to walk around it. They want to see it from every angle. They want to take their photos. They want to talk with their friends about what they're seeing, what they're feeling, how it makes them feel and think. I think that's the factor. It's just a great atmosphere to view art.
Yeah, super accessible atmosphere. You're right. And in terms of the works this year and circling back to obviously the kaupapa and supporting Women's Refuge, I know there's some works that do speak to that. Are you able to give us a little teaser of what's out there?
Okay, well, there's two, well, not just two, there's several works with which reference women, the cause and belonging, all those sort of sorts of feelings. But the cornerstone work of the event is actually an amazing work which was built on site by Bernie Harfleet and Turtle Sarton. And they're social artists, or social conscience artists, really. And over 10 days, they built in the underground bunkers up at Fort Takapuna these five rooms, which it's an installation called And Then They Kissed Me. And this artwork talks to the experience of women who are, you know, calling on the service of Women's Refuge. And the three or four rooms, there's a room full of stuffed toys, which, you know, really are the angle of the children. but it's not a happy place. It's a very sinister place. There are rooms with phones all over the walls of the bunkers, and that represents the 500 calls a day that Women's Refuge receive on their helpline. And there is little kiwis, which are handwritten on the way out, you know, by children who have, women who have experienced refuge and the thoughts and feelings that were with them at that time. So it's a very poignant, it's a very jaw-dropping, and it's a very confronting work, to be honest. People who walk out of there often are very lost for words. So there's that one, which is really worth seeing. And the other one is, it's called Between a Rock and a Hard Place. And it's a beautiful sculpture of in court and steel, of a woman carrying a massive rock, this huge stress and burden that she has to bear. And she is between a rock and a hard place because she's at home in a domestic environment, which is not good and healthy and happy. But how do you escape from that? How do you transition from that? And of course, Women's Refuge is all about women transitioning out of domestic violence situations with their children. And often it's not just about the refuge itself and the ambulance at the bottom of the cliff. It's about all the wraparound services to do with helping women transition, the advocacy for them, financial support for them, finding them housing, finding them, just finding them a new path.
It's a beautiful weekend coming up here in Tamaki Makaurau. So if people would like to get out in the weekend and come and see the exhibition, where can they go to do that, and how can they get tickets?
Okay, so tickets can be bought online, but equally you just turn up at the event and you can buy tickets. We're based on the clifftop, or Paratu Fort Takapuna is in Devonport. So just above Narrow Neck Beach there on the clifftop. So there's easy access. If you're coming from the city, you can come over on the ferry, and there's buses that go from the ferry, or a public bus that goes right to the door of the park, or you can walk up within about 20 minutes from the ferry. If you're coming by car, you can drive up onto the site. There's a $5 parking on site. Very, very easy to get to and accessible. It's a concession for students as well of $15 entry fee. And there's a beautiful cafe up there, and you can spend as long in the park as you like. So there's a full day. There's over 100 sculptures on the cliff, and there's an indoor gallery. There's an underground fort with a children's schools exhibition, which is absolutely amazing. It's a day out, a full day out for all age groups.
That was Sally Dewar speaking with me about the NZ Sculpture on Shore happening over the next few weeks.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.